but I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need except the facts.
NaNoWriMo, day 25. It's another car episode, but there's just too much to do. So, 25 days in, 5 to go. And for some of us, it might be starting to look bleak. But what I want to ask you is to ask yourself why you're doing this. And that's not like an exasperated, oh my God, why am I even doing this? It's, you had a reason to start this. You wanted to do NaNoWriMo for some reason or another. Perhaps that was you want to be a writer someday and you wanted to know what it was like to write a book. Or you wanted to start and finish a project. Or you thought it would be fun. Regardless of the reason, I just want you to think today and go back to the excitement you felt in October and ask yourself, why was it you wanted to do it? And when you answer that question, I'm hoping it will give you the energy to finish up strong. It's a hard... It's a hard... It's a hard project. It really is. And maybe some of you are finding that you can do it and it's very exciting. And maybe others of you are finding that 6,600 words a day is a lot. And if you are finding that, ask your logic brain, not your emotional brain, but ask your logic brain if you think that if you can't do 1,667 words a day, if that means that you won't be a good writer. Or even a consistent writer. Because you know that's not true. I've never been able to do 1,600 words a day. Right now I'm super behind. I'm still writing. I'm still writing toward my goal. Will I make it? It's not looking good. But I'm not despairing, because I'm going to keep writing. People say don't read reviews because if you listen to the good ones, you have to listen to the bad ones. I'm going to say that NaNoWriMo is the opposite of that. My metaphor's a little weak here, but stay with me. I'm going to say that even if you succeed at NaNoWriMo, it shows you that you can write a lot and finish a big project. If you don't succeed at NaNoWriMo, it does not put any mark on you at all about whether you will succeed as a writer. Not at all. Does it mean you can write 50,000 words in November? That's what it probably means. You can't write 50,000 words in November. But that's a pretty specific thing you can't do. So, you just ask yourself why you're doing it. And ask yourself if the reason why you picked up NaNoWriMo is that something that will carry you through December, regardless of how many words you write in November. Just think about that. I can't tell you why you wrote. That's why I'm going to have to leave it kind of vague and open. I don't know why you did it. But what I've been curious about is whether that's going to keep you going past the end of November or not. or whether it's going to help you pick up the speed or continue the speed from right now to November, or the end of November, rather. All right. That's it for me today. I've completely lost track of how many words and all that stuff. I think you're pretty close to know that if you're where you are. Are we at 41? I think we're at 41,667 today. With about 8,300 to go. Wow. So close, you know? Well, good luck. I'll talk to you later, tomorrow. I should be submitting my next rant, but I'm sitting home watching the doctor. Yeah, I'm sitting home watching the doctor.